Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw Patrick Brown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. Please check that out when you get a chance. You can learn more about my thoughts on the age of the customer there at ageofthecustomer.com. You can buy the book from me. You can buy it from Amazon. You can get an autographed copy from me. You can also get an electronic version from me or from Amazon. So check that out. Ken Davis is our guest, folks. Ken's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. His book, Don't Know Much About the American Presidents, is out in paperback just now, and Ken's been a member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 10 years. Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us, and he's one of our resident historians. We're talking about the burnishing of legacies by presidents, sometimes before they even leave office, right, Ken?
Oh, absolutely, and before they leave office, and certainly within a short time after, and it is something that you said before is very true. Americans are forgiving people, and
we redeem people.
We have short memories too, especially in this era, and so we are capable of having our impressions, our ideas shaped very, very, very quickly and easily by mass media. One of the reasons that I write books that ask questions, and I try and be accurate and honest. I have no real personal agenda, and I just want people to understand, because we can learn from the past, and that's the real point of studying history in the first place.
But you know, it's interesting, it's fascinating to me at the end of a term for any president to see them and to hear people predicting this or people observing about it, but to actually, you know, even I can see them doing things that obviously are legacy building things. The decisions they make, the policies that they promote are clearly have some element of building a legacy. But talking about redemption, let's talk about one Democrat and one Republican in the last couple of generations. Look at Nixon. I mean, Nixon was the only president to ever resign, and yet by the time of his death, he was a statesman that other presidents were going to talk to him about foreign policy. What do you think?
That's exactly right. Nixon is perhaps one of the greatest examples of rehabilitation, I suppose, is the word. Of course, left in disgrace in 1974, resignation in the wake of Watergate and the scandals. The scandals not only political but financial. We forget that he got in a lot of trouble with the IRS for some tax deductions and had to pay a lot of back taxes, and that was an issue that was being discussed at the time as well. And then, of course, 20 years later, at the time of his death, he was lionized as the elder statesman. Of course, a historic trip to China that
he's still given great credit. For opening up China, yeah.
You must credit this, and he, of course, was probably such an anti-communist for all of his career, was probably the only president who could have done it. So that's one example of the other. It's kind of interesting. Harry Truman left office. He was really, really unpopular. On the other hand, a Democrat, really unpopular. The Congress was a mess at the time. He called it the do-nothing Congress. The war in Korea was very unpopular. We forget how unpopular that war was also. And left with very, very low approval ratings. History has been very kind to Harry Truman in many other respects. He was, give him hell, Harry. The buck stops here, Harry. But he was truly a politician who did what he thought was right at the time. And right or wrong, a terrific example of somebody who kind of just went ahead and did what he thought was right.
But history has treated him well. But one of the most fascinating people in politics, certainly in the last 150 years, has got to be Bill Clinton has got to be that, because he was this man was impeached, the only president to ever be impeached by the House of Representatives, and yet he survived. He finished his term. Horrible sex scandal in his administration involving himself, and yet today he's a rock star. He's an international rock star. I mean,
isn't that fascinating, Ken? When you talk about the power of redemption, I suppose that's and forgiveness. That's the best recent example. But just for historic accuracy, Andrew Johnson, Lincoln's successor, was also impeached.
He didn't actually go all the way through, though, did it?
He was impeached, but he was not. He was acquitted.
Okay, I thought they stopped just short of that. All right, so
no, he had an.
That's still an ignominious club to join, Ken.
Yes.
And one requiring much redemption to get out of. By the way,
that's right. Well, 43 men have been president, but still only two have been impeached.
Yeah.
Of course, none, both impeached but acquitted, which is like being charged with a crime, but then acquitted.
How much of what we do is wholesome redemption, and how much of it is just manipulation?
That's a really tough one. I mean, I think that a careful measure of right and wrong and up and down and good things and bad things, because every president, no president was a saint, no president was perfect. Washington made mistakes. That Franklin D. Roosevelt made plenty of mistakes. He's still, a god to some people,
mm-hmm.
and the devil to others.
That's right.
But an extraordinary. So I think that's what the historian's job is, and certainly what I've tried to do in this book is to judge these men on the merits
and you've done it well, Ken. Available wherever books are sold, right?
It's available now in paperback wherever.
And your own website, quickly.
Don'tknowmuch.com is the website. You can get it in audio as well. A lot of people like to listen to my books.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.